Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when something is invited in and never seems to leave?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, it's super easy. Call 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be an ad... I should say, if you would like to be a premium subscriber and you get an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is with me today.
Yeah, I just had a bad thought.
What?
You know, I myself used the Ouija board a few times when I was a kid. Do you think I did something? Because I know I never put it away correctly or closed it out.
Is the universe going to be so cruel that as a child, it's going to terrorize you for the rest of your life?
Well, that
because
was
you didn't
what you just
know
said.
Better.
What happens when something's invited in and never leaves? And
see, here's the funny thing. You thought of that. And yeah. I thought of that guy that I used to date who we turned around and called Larry the Poet when I was living in your basement.
Well, he wouldn't.
I invited him in because I liked him and he wouldn't leave.
Well, I mean, there's real people. Like, we used to have that one guy that used to come over to the house and he would just walk in and go over and sit down in the chair and stay there for hours, never talk to us, and then get up and leave. And we'd go,
that was Larry the Poet. He would just be like, he liked to write poetry, which is therefore Larry the Poet. But he would just, like, I'd come home and I was living in your basement and he'd just be there.
That
and
house, like, just attracted those people because you would just come home and somebody that you knew would just be sitting in the living room. You'd go, oh, hi, Ben, you know, or whatever. And they'd be like, yeah, you know, and go about their reading their book or whatever they were doing. And, you know, I would go make supper for.
So it's just funny. So you were thinking of Ouija boards, and I was thinking about Larry the Poet.
You,
I invited him in. He wouldn't leave.
If you open up to a spirit and you don't, you know, close it out correctly, could that have been where I picked something up? Maybe.
I just like to think the universe wouldn't be like, because you're kids, you don't know any better. We thought we were using Ouija boards to find out who we were going to go study with.
We had a story the other day about somebody that did a kind of just a goofy seance as a kid. And then years later, as an adult, went to a psychic and they go, oh,
yeah,
so-and-so's on. Yeah, been there. And it was the person that they had tried to conjure up. So I'm just throwing
I don't know. Well, let's go to the story and find out what it is instead of speculate. So it says, my story takes place over a long stretch of time and involves both me and my older sister. Oh, this is us. Did you write this? I guess I would have written it because you're the older sister. Even though we didn't actually talk about it together until much later. My parents bought a piece of land from my grandparents in the early 90s, built a house right next door to them. Across the street from that land was a cemetery. It wasn't a huge cemetery, but it was old with headstones dating back to the 1800s. We moved into the house when I was about a year old, so I don't remember a time when I didn't live there. As far back as I can remember, I never felt alone in that house, not in a comforting way and not always in a scary way. It was just this constant awareness like something was present, even when nothing was happening. I didn't have words for it when I was little. I just knew I hated being in rooms by myself, especially at night. My bedroom was down a short hallway, and at night I would lie in bed feeling like someone was watching me. If I worked up the courage to look toward the door, I would see what looked like a darker than dark shadow in the corner of the room. Didn't move, didn't rush at me, it just was there. I learned pretty early on to pull the covers up and stare at the wall until I fell asleep. The basement was worse. There was a fourth bedroom down there that used to be my sister's room before she moved out. Anytime I had to go up or down those stairs, I would run, not because I thought something was going to grab me, but because it felt like someone was right behind me. I get that feeling because that's we've lived like that. Even as a kid, I knew the difference between being scared of the dark and being scared because something was wrong. When I was around 12 or 13, something happened that I still think about all the time. I was sitting in a recliner in the living room, waiting for my dad to finish getting ready so we could leave. It was early evening, still light out, and the hallway light was lit. I wasn't tired or distracted. I was just sitting there staring down the hall. And that's when I saw him. At the end of the hallway stood a tall man who looked exactly like my uncle, who had passed away years earlier. He was buried in the cemetery across the street. Walking just behind him was a black cat that looked exactly like our old cat that had died when I was younger. It didn't feel dreamlike or hazy. It looked solid and clear, like seeing someone you recognize from across the room. What surprised me the most was that I wasn't afraid. I was curious. It felt important, like I was supposed to notice it. I told my dad what I saw. He brushed it off immediately, telling me I was imagining things. After that, I stopped bringing things up to him. Not long after that, I started seeing a little girl in the house. She was blonde and wore what I can only describe as an old-fashioned smock-styled dress. Every time I saw her, it was just a glimpse. She would dart into another room or disappear around a corner. I never saw her face clearly, but I knew she was young. She didn't scare me. If anything, she felt rather familiar. Again, I told my dad, and again, he dismissed it. Years later, he admitted that during that time, he was genuinely worried about my mental health. He never saw or felt anything unusual in the house, and he didn't know what to make of the things I described. I ended up confiding in my best friend instead because she had her own paranormal experiences and never made me feel crazy. One day on a whim, we decided to walk through the cemetery across the street to see if we could find anything connected to the little girl. The very first grave I walked up to was old. The headstone belonged to a little girl named Virginia Ayer, who had died at the age of 6 in the 1800s. The moment I saw it, I knew. I can't explain how, but I knew it was her. I told my friend that this was the girl I'd been seeing in the house, and when she asked me how I knew, I realized I didn't have an answer, I just knew. About a year later, when I was a freshman in high school, things took a darker turn. I had to wake up around 4 in the morning to catch the bus. Oh my God, that is horrible.
Well, it happens.
It was really early. Mm-hmm. My dad was usually still asleep. The house would be completely dark, and I was terrified of moving through it without lights on. So every morning, I would turn on every light between my bedroom and the kitchen. One morning, after lighting up the whole house, I turned the corner into the kitchen and saw a man sitting on the kitchen floor. He had no shirt on and was sitting cross-legged like he'd been waiting for me. Then he looked at me and smiled. And it was a smile I'll never forget because it wasn't friendly, it wasn't neutral. It actually felt predatory. I don't like that. The fear that hit me was instant and overwhelming. I started screaming and stumbling backward, hitting a light switch as I did. When the kitchen chandelier came on, there was a blue flash of light and he was gone. I never saw him again. For years, I thought all of this was my own experiences until I finally had a conversation with my sister. She's 14 years older than me and had moved out when I was very young, so we weren't close. When I was 18, I went to visit her, and one night we started talking about our childhood. I never told her what I experienced in that house. What she told me still gives me chills. During the first winter they lived in the house when she was 15, she and her friends used a Ouija board in her basement bedroom. She said that they contacted our uncle and a little girl who called herself Virginia, but said she went by Mary. The little girl answered questions about their futures, including accurately predicting the name of my sister's future husband. As the night went on, the little girl warned them to stop because something else was coming. Shortly after, there was pounding on the bedroom windows and the front door. They flipped the board, hid under the covers. The next morning, they found large boot prints in the snow leading from the woods to her window and from her window to the front door. There were no boot prints leading away from the house. For as long as my sister lived there after that night, she said she regularly woke up to a man standing over her bed. I believe whatever she invited in that night never left, and I believe it shaped everything that happened to me afterward. I have more stories, but this is where it all began. Oh, my God. That's wow. Enough. That's from Sarah. That's plenty.
Wow.
It's really interesting. So do you think that the sister was making this story up? Or because it sounds like they're having a heart-to-heart.
She said the sister was the one who offered the information first.
Okay, yeah.
That she hadn't told her. All of a sudden, the sister said these were things that happened to her. She said the uncle, she said the girl had the right name for the girl. And then regularly saw this man. So I don't have any reason to disbelieve that. I think maybe something did happen and they opened up some sort of channel for this
thing. I got the feeling Virginia and the man are connected. Like that was her evil dad. I don't know. I just have a hunch about that one.
Something happened there. And if we, you know, go with the sister's story about what happened, the girl said, shut it down. Something bad's coming.
Yeah.
Now, once again, I had just mentioned that I used Ouija boards without ever properly closing it out. They probably were the same way.
Well, it sounds like, well, they were scared shitless.
And they just put it right back in the box, you know. And
I think they just hid it under the bed and they were all like
whatever
scared.
They needed to do to just put it away. So I think so, but oh my gosh, then Sarah had so many things happening there. So we've got shadows. She is, you know, always feeling like she's watched in an uncomfortable way, just always feeling not alone. And then it kind of starts like the heavy duty stuff when she looks down that hall and sees the uncle and the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Then shortly thereafter, I think she starts seeing the little girl. Always felt like there was something standing in the corner as far as like a shadow figure.
Mm.
Oh, that is really...
It's interesting how Dad never picked up on anything.
Or did he?
Do you think he was just in denial? I think there are some people who just have...
I think we need to say that there are people that just don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And for those people... Is that good or bad? If you had a choice of actually having sensitivity or being able to go through life and not ever picking up on it, which would you pick?
Oh, I would 100% pick sensitivity because I think that I'm very empathetic, almost badly, but because I feel things very, very deeply. But it also helps me when I get bad feelings about people in real life situations, not paranormal. So I think that's a good kind of superpower to have sometimes.
And I think people that are sensitive have gut responses and reactions to things that I think maybe can help us along the way. But I don't know that people that aren't sensitive still, I think they still have support spirits, right? They still have things that help guide them along. They just don't know it.
Yeah.
They're just oblivious to it.
That's what I think. Yeah, I believe that 100%.
So I do think, though, there are times where parents, just for the sake of their children, say, oh, no, I think everything's fine. I think it's all cool. And it's not. The reason I think he wasn't feeling any of it was because he told her later that he thought maybe there was something wrong with her.
Remember? Yeah.
That he thought maybe she was having a breakdown or something. So that's what makes me think he was just had no clue.
He had no clue.
You know.
And he might have been a guy who worked all the time. He's like, I'm so tired. He doesn't pick up on anything.
That's true.
Like, I'm so tired. But she didn't mention her mom. So it made me think that he might have been a single dad.
And maybe the mom, maybe the girls got this from their mom.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, let's go to this story.
Hey, guys. My name is Bethany. Starting back, I've lived in our current trailer down in Southern Virginia for about 6 years now. And we always lived, for the majority of my life, or as long as I can remember, most of my life, we've lived in the same trailer park. Well, my grandmother moved up here in her trailer, and then when she moved out, she gave it to us. There was always, which is my current room now, it was just an eerie feeling. And so once she moved out, me and my mom and dad and youngest brother and oldest sister, we all moved in. Fast forward a couple of years, my dad ended up passing away, and it's been about 6 years now. Really, we didn't experience any kind of spooky, ghostly things, I guess. Like, that never really happened until, like, after my dad passed away. One day, I was cleaning out my car, and no one was home. It was just me. And as I get to my car, it locks back. I guess it's got the automatic lock, so if I'm not out fast enough, it'll lock back for safety precautions. So I get out there, and I'm like, great. So I turn around, and I get right up to my trailer, and I go to go up the steps, and I'm on the steps in the front, facing the front door, and I can hear footsteps walking down my hallway. It was footsteps, distinct footsteps. Like, when you're walking down the hallway, or if anyone's walking down the hallway, you can hear it because the front door is right there at the hallway. And that just kind of scared me. And then there was another incident where I had, at the time, I was working and I was going to school. I came home and my mom was asleep in her room and my little brother was at school and my oldest sister had moved out. So I'm walking up the hallway very slowly. I'm so tired and I'm just thinking of everything I have to do. And I get a few feet away from my room, maybe like 7 feet away from my room, and I hear this loud crash in my room. And so I sneak, like I just walk slowly into my room, and I push open my door, and I had this entertainment center type thing with a bunch of books and baskets with perfume and nail polish and everything, and four. And then I had a bunch of books on the side, and all of the books were knocked down, and the basket holding perfume and some lotions was knocked over, and the glass had actually broken onto my carpet. It was pushed so hard. So I clean up, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just, like, astounded. I'm like, how did this happen? There's no way this could have fallen over by itself. You have really got to push those heavy books because it's books all pushed together and set up, and I made sure they wouldn't fall over. And I was just, like, so creeped out by this. And we continue to have, a lot of little incidents that are just not quite explainable. It's like, okay, where is this coming from? The last one I'm going to tell about, I was laying in my bed facing my door, and it was cracked open, and my mom was asleep back in her room all the way at the end and everything, and she had came in from work, so she was asleep, and so I was laying there, and I was watching TV, and I ended up falling asleep. I woke up, and I'm just laying there, and I was like, thinking, I was like, okay, I have to get ready for work soon, and blah, blah, blah. So I was just laying there, and I can see when my doors cracked open, I can see, you know, straight down the hallway, and I see a shadow, and I'm like, oh, it must be my mom coming to talk to me. And then I look again, and it's a small shadow. It's like almost childlike. It was short, and they were about to open the door, and I'm laying there, and I'm watching, and I'm just like so calm. I'm not scared or anything, and I'm just like, in my mind, I'm thinking, come on in if you're coming. And then I blink, and they're gone. And I set up, and I look back, look around, and I get up, and I don't know. It was just so weird to me. But I ended up talking to my mom later on. I was just like, did you come to my room, or were you trying to come into my room earlier? And she was just like, no. And she believes in it, so it's easy for me to talk to her, but I don't know. I don't really like to talk about it unless it's like someone I know that truly believes, because people are just so like, that's probably fake, you know, it's everything and this and that. Yeah, that's all the stories I have for today, but thank you guys so much for what y'all do. Like, really, it's so nice to be able to hear other people and know that, you know, I'm not crazy and that other things happen to other people too. Yeah, thank you so much.
Man, I get that. You know, mm-hmm. It's like when you live like that and you have this very traumatizing experience and you tell someone and then they start making fun of you or like all of the reasons why that couldn't have happened. It's like, right. I really don't give a shit to hear your reasons why that didn't happen to me when it did.
And you know, there's that part of it, but there's the dismissive attitude, like somehow you're stupid. Like,
yeah.
It's just this kind of dismissiveness, like, oh, yeah, right. They rolled their eyes like that wouldn't happen, you know. And I hate that so bad. Like, I know my truth. You go live yours. And there you have it.
Yeah.
Right? And all I can overthink is, man, I hope something really big happens to you. I hope you get trapped in the freaking basement with whatever it is.
But if it does, they know they're going to, it's like, I'm going to reach out to my friend because she's had, even though I've made fun of her before, I totally
Bethany
don't remember
knows.
Doing that.
I'll talk to Bethany about this after I've totally been mean to her about it. It feels like something's going on in here. We've got footsteps down the hall when she's home alone. She's seeing some shadows. I don't know, like, I want to say, well, this crashed for this and that reason, but Bethany's the one that was there that day. She knows how it was built, how it was structured. You know, I could say, well, was there a little earthquake or something that day? I have no idea, but she totally felt like this couldn't have just happened on its own.
No.
So I have to go with her gut feelings about this and how she felt about it. So we've got some kind of standard things, like regular paranormal things, shadows, crashes, footsteps, things like that. So I think there's some things going on. I wonder, she said her mom believes it, so she can talk to her mom.
Which is good.
I would
That's
guess
good.
Her mom's had some experiences too. There may be some fill in the blank here things around these.
Well, and it just makes you wonder. Because didn't she say, because that was the grandma's house?
Yeah. They lost the dad.
Yeah. I don't feel like that had anything to do with dad, though.
No.
I really
don't either.
I feel like dad would be much more protective. Remind me never to move into a trailer house like that one.
Okay, I will.
So if you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. We would love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can become a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, or you can sign up at patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you very much for listening.
Moro Casino, America. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.